Well, it's rave time here on the Wall Street Shuffle. Great to have you guys back. 877-326-3255. Short segment today. We have the Magombo Guru, our good friend Richard Dowdy, on the line with us. And I have not talked to him for a while. It's wonderful to talk to you, Magombo. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Dan?
I am on top of the world, my friend.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, I watched a cool TV show last night, and it was an hour-long show about nothing but gold. And you can tell how my evenings are when I tune in to a show that is just about gold. But I learned some cool things.
Like what?
Well, I learned that there's no more gold on the surface of the earth. It all has to be mined. It cannot be just gathered by tailings and stuff up. It's not just going to fall into my hands like it used to.
Yes, I used to refer to that as all the low-hanging fruit is gone.
Low-hanging fruit is gone. Biggest mine in the world is in South Africa, 2.5 miles deep. Oh my God, it's 110 degrees down there with air conditioning.
No kidding, I didn't realize that.
And the elevators take 120 people down into that mine shaft at a time, 2.5 miles into the earth. I couldn't even imagine how claustrophobic I would get in the elevator. But anyway, what they were talking about is how, and this is why I brought it up, Magombo, you and I talk a lot about gold being the salvation and blah, 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 and yeah, we're going to be right, okay, but people are tired of hearing that. The truth of the matter is one reason to own gold is how expensive it is becoming to mine new gold because it just, as you just said, there isn't much low-hanging fruit out there anymore.
Yeah, that's right, and plus all of the environmental regulations and special things they have to do. Just drives up the cost to prevent pollution and, it just goes on and on.
Oh, absolutely. And then they talk about the amount of gold left in the earth itself. And it's a relatively small proportion of everything that has been taken out. So it's not as though we're going to go hit a big deposit, 2 billion barrels of oil, like they talk about on Dallas. You're not going to find that. I mean, the easy to find gold has been found. And the rest of the gold, there just isn't that much left. So we're talking about mining a diminishing asset.
It's an interesting topic, all right. I'm glad you realize the importance of it. And how does this translate into practicality?
Well,
buy gold, you moron.
There you go. And here's the practicality I found. They made such a big deal about taking you into this secret vault maintained by HSBC. In England, where more gold was stored in this one location than anywhere else in the world. It was like a third of the world's gold and yada, yada, yada. And they showed these huge stacks and this and that. And then they finally said, in this vault is more than $70 billion worth of gold. And all I could think of was we spend that, we incur that deficit in 10 days.
Jump change. I mean, what happened with $70 billion is chump change?
Unbelievable.
Isn't it, though?
How things have changed. One of the biggest vaults in the world, we would only cover our shortfall for 10 darn days. I think if the average American heard that, they wouldn't be talking about such moronic things as I heard on a talk show here in Dallas the other day about how going to a gold standard is so ridiculous. What does it matter if you back your currency with gold or not? The value of the currency is set by the open market. Well, Magombo, would you like to take that one or would you like me to take that one? It doesn't matter. The currency is backed by gold, Magombo. What do you say?
You know, it's hard to believe that anyone would actually argue against the gold standard at this late date.
Well, here's the funny thing. If I had a piece of paper that said I own $1 and it's backed by nothing but the good faith of the United States, really it's backed by somebody willing to take that dollar. Or, in my other hand, I've got a dollar and it's backed by some amount of gold held in a vault somewhere that I could go trade that dollar for if I wanted to. Gee, I wonder if that would make one of those dollars more valuable than the other one.
Well, actually, it's backed by more than the willingness of someone to take the dollar. They can force you to take the dollar as payment for all debts, public and private.
Isn't that terrible?
Isn't it something they can force you to take dollar bills as payment?
That's exactly right. And that's why they talked about using gold currency here in the was it Utah? They wanted to print some sort of gold and use it in transactions, and the U.S. government said no to that because the government wants to be able to force you to take paper currency.
Well, yes, they do. They have a very vested interest in having you do that.
Yeah,
they get to tax all those transactions. They know exactly how much it is. They can keep track by serial number of every piece of it. It's electronically switched from here to hither and yon, and they can easily trace every step of the way. They want to.
You know, they did talk about how the prices of gold were set in London each day, twice a day. And I thought that was very interesting that about 11 guys get together. And it's not quite as insidious, not quite as under the table as you would think. And they just said, look, here's our book. I've got this many buys. I got this many sells. Here's the opening price. It's not like at the end of the day, I don't think, that 11 guys get together and set the price. I think they just set the opening price. Do you know how that mechanism works?
They agree to make a market at that price. Until further notice is basically what they do. And that they offset their positions to the open market transactions, I assume, with derivatives and all kinds of that cross-border stuff that they do. But that's basically it. They agree to make a market at that price twice a day.
I know this. The ultimate trade is still the hard metal itself, because when you heard them talking about the derivatives and the options and all these things backed by gold, there's not enough gold in the world to back all the contracts that are out there. Magambo Guru, Richard Dowdy, we love you. We appreciate it very much, my friend. The website's magamboguru.com. We will see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this break here on the Wall Street Shuffle, 877-326-3255. Bad times are coming.